Children in Virginia who are growing up in subsidized housing are more likely to live near low-performing schools, says Spencer Shanholtz at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service at UVA. He recently looked at the relationship between lower-cost housing and higher-performing schools, and he found a mismatch.
We naturally place affordable housing, you know, subsidized by the government, in areas with low-performing schools. We put them in areas that aren't, you know, don't have high-performing schools.
The solution, he says,
put that subsidized housing in areas where schools are proficient, which is naturally where housing is more expensive.
Shanholtz compared median housing values to the school proficiency index as measured by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. That revealed a key disparity, one he says could be addressed by making affordable housing more available in places with good schools.
You can work from the education side and try and bring up the schools in those areas where the homes are less affordable, but then you could also argue that that would naturally bring up the prices in those regions as well.
Ultimately, he says children in lower-cost housing should be able to attend good schools. Michael Pope,